5. The 10 precepts as rules of training. The expression rules of training is being used in this connection simply as the working equivalent of the Sanskrit Shikshapadas, Pali Sikapada, otherwise rendered as moral commandments or even as set of precepts. In speaking of the 10 precepts as rules of training, we are therefore really speaking of the 10 precepts as Shikshapadas, and for this reason it is necessary for us to inquire into the meaning of the term. Pada means step, footstep, and thus in its applied meaning, case, lot, principle, part, constituent, characteristic, ingredient, item, thing, element. In the present context, it is best rendered as item, so that if siksha is training, Shikshapada is item of training. Siksha is an interesting word, and one that forms part of a number of compounds. It derives from the desiderative of a verbal root meaning to be able, and therefore means learning, study, art, skill in, as well as teaching, training. Thus, it is approximately equivalent to the English word education. Though since this derives from a Latin root meaning to draw out, whereas siksha derives from a Sanskrit root meaning to be able, there must be subtle differences in connotation between the two terms, which educationists and siksha vadins alike might find it useful to study. In speaking of the 10 precepts as Shikshapadas, we are therefore speaking of them as something to be learned, which means that we are speaking of them as capable of being learned. Indeed, in speaking of the precepts as Shikshapadas, and therefore as capable of being learned, and one speaks of them in this way when taking them from a teacher, one is at the same time speaking of oneself as one who is capable of learning them, i.e., capable of observing or putting into practice those ethical precepts which, as we've already seen, are what the 10 precepts primarily represent. This emphasis on capability, learning and training is of course very much in accordance with the spirit of Buddhism. Indeed, in a well-known canonical formula declares the Buddha, to be Purisa Dhamma Sarati, the charioteer for the training of persons. And in more than one passage of the Tripitaka, the Buddha himself describes the course of the spiritual life in terms of the gradual taming and training of a mettlesome young horse. Compare the Zen ox herding pictures. Now, learning implies its correlate, which is teaching. That one person learns implies that another teaches. In other words, just as education implies the existence of an educator, as well as the existence of one who is being educated, so a trainee implies the existence of a trainer, and the precepts, the existence of a preceptor. The fact that the 10 precepts, i.e., the 10 great ethical principles, are Shikshapadas, therefore means that the 10 precepts are not only something to be learned, and therefore something one considers oneself capable of learning, but also something to be learned personally from a teacher. It is for this reason that the 10 precepts are taken at the time of ordination from a teacher or preceptor. And the fact that in this context the 10 precepts are termed Shikshapadas, or things one is able and willing to learn, means that they are taken not simply as ethical principles which henceforth will govern one's entire life, but also as principles which have to be learned, i.e., learned from a teacher. Learning the 10 precepts or 10 great ethical principles in this way involves a number of things. It involves learning in the sense of genuinely imbibing the spirit as distinct from the letter of the 10 precepts, learning how to apply the 10 precepts to the affairs of everyday life, and learning how to confess breaches of the 10 precepts and how to make any such breaches good. It also involves learning how to make and keep vows in the sense of solemn promises to do something, e.g. to perform the sevenfold puja every day, or not to do something, e.g. not engage in sexual activities for a certain specified period. Obviously, there is a great deal that could be said on all these things, but time is short. There is still a good deal of ground to be covered, and we must pass on to the next topic.